The quality of consciousness which you would call grace is that quality that is nurtured in each seeker, as the seeker is able to open itself to the awareness of the Parfayan of all creation. Thus, it is also a process of realization. You may, in a moment of great desire, fling all predetermined expiations to the wind and become as hollow as the pipe through which the water moves, and this water for you is grace. The movement of the spirit aligning with your open heart causes the feeling of Parfayan, purpose, place and identity with all to occur, so that your experience is the Parfayan of the one creator smiling through your face. 73. Will and faith, as a polarizing necessity. Where does this faith that sparks such spiritual stamina start? How can one acquire this? Melissa Repines, 186, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology. Iron Clean Cosmology. You talk about the burden and sacrifice of living in faith. I don't suppose I'd terribly mind those things if I had some recognition or sign or positive affirmation, other than, as I said before, the protestations of others, that there was a reason to have faith. I acknowledge that its lack is part of the bleakness in my life. But no matter how celebrated the person, whether it be the writings of Jesus or the words of Lazarus or any number of psychics and or masters or the subtle hints from faithful friends pushing me in the dire iron of faith, unless I know what it is I am supposed to have faith in, I come up feeling like a fake. 74. We are all in Melissa's boat in our work with faith, for there is no hard evidence of any kind for the efficacy of faith, and it is not an easy thing simply to as if we had faith. Yet those of you who suggest just that, faith is simply that quality that enables those who cannot see into the metaphysical world to as though they could. In the metaphysical world in which your spirit rests at this precise moment and at all moments, you are a larger being by far. You have chosen many, many things about your present experience that have deep reasons for being as they are. Faith is a matter of trusting that this experience is on the track that you intended it to be before you came. 75. So what exactly is it to have faith? Uo says, faith is not faith in anything. Faith is the knowing of things that are not seen, the sureness that one is in the right place. Faith is illogical and cannot be defended rationally, and yet the more time that you spend in this room within the deep mind, the more you shall flower as an entity, able to do that work which each truly came to do. For, indeed, what do you wish to control? Over what do you wish to have power? In things of the spirit, those who work within service to others' polarity will find that there is only one area which needs work. It is not the world that needs work. It is not others that need to change. It is the self that is the province and the realm over which each entity has the right to work, to hope, to dream and to walk that spiritual path. 76. What those of you who say about belief versus faith deserves a closer look. 245. A Californian with a background in the more esoteric realms of computer skill and an amazing ability to heal and communicate with her garden, says, there is a fundamental difference between belief and faith. Anyone can just believe, no one can just faith. Without you iron, faith just lies there inert. In the movie Indiana Jones and the La Crusade, Harrison Ford has to take a leap of faith even though he can't see the walkway. 187, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Iron Clean Cosmology. Unless you take the leap, and no, it is never easy, you will always doubt, no matter how much you believe. To answer the call, you must make the leap. Perhaps it is this last item that requires the most recklessness. It isn't enough to stick your toe in the pool, you have to jump. 77. And those of you who agree, knowledge has nothing to do with faith. Dogma and doctrine are deadly enemies of faith. To live a life in faith is simply to say, I have faith that I am a survivor, that I am held in the gentle arms of a kindly creator, that that which is happening to me right now is what is supposed to be happening to me right now. 78. That sounds lovely, does it not? To say, what is happening is right for me, no matter what it looks like. But of course, depending on the outer bayou, this statement often requires a huge leap of faith. A leap is a sudden movement, a springing or jumping from one place to another. We're not talking cautious steps here. We are talking about the archetypal leap of the fool into midair. Those of you who speak more upon this, faith is not something that you may buy or something that you may work towards. Faith is something that comes to you after you take the leap into empty space. Once you are falling, you feel that emotional parachute and you know what faith truly is, but you must jump first. 79. This requires us to release all fear. Faith is simply faith that the creator that made all that there is, including you, is a creator of infinite and intelligent love, that it loved you as part of itself, as a child to nurture, as a personality from which to learn about itself, as all parents learn from their children. Aiming toward living a life in faith is nothing more than releasing fear, and allowing that which is to be. 80. In this release of fear and surrender to trust, we bid faith to enter our lives. Keep in mind that it is faith that you are attempting to express in your life and in your being. Faith does not make sense. Faith gives one no avenue to pride. Faith seems to be the slenderest of all reeds to cling to, and yet the soul who lives by faith, the spirit who clings to faith, the one who refuses to let it go, is that spirit which shall achieve advances in polarity, and this is an achievement that redounds not to the incarnational self alone but to the eternal and infinite self. 81, 188, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology. Iron clean cosmology. It may seem that we are quite alone in this effort to polarize by living a life in faith. In a way, we are. Each of us does this process for himself. In another way, we do have the staunchest possible ally, our deeper and more real selves. The real work of living a life in faith is living it within this illusion, at this time, with no evidence of glory or perfection outstanding. The challenge is to feel the glory and the majesty of creation, to feel the life that is lived now, to feel oneself opening as a flower to the Creator. These memories of A do not truly help the emigre to Earth, for it is here that each spirit has chosen to make, once again, that great choice, of service to others or service to self. And we have all come with balanced karma, but we will not leave unless that karma remains balanced. Consequently, we urge each in this sort of dream experience to acknowledge that you perhaps had unusual adventures. But remember always that you are here to love and to accept love, to be wise and accept wisdom, to feel the time, to feel the space that is the appropriate time for each thing. 82. Did we really want to take up an exercise program for the spirit? Apparently so. It is not easy to live a life in faith. Indeed, the more intense one's faith becomes, the more central and important, the more it is tested in the fire of experience. For faith is not rigid, it is flexible, adaptable, accepting. It allows people their own paths. It allows people to find a way to eternity. It allows people to be where they are without regrets for them, because of the sure knowledge that one day they will awaken to their true self, to the I am, and they will turn to seek the way, and the truth, and the life that is theirs in eternity. 83. Or we can gain courage by imaging our lives as gifts to the Creator, for if it is understood by faith that faith is the journey, and that the deepest faith is that all that is with one and being experienced by one is that which is Kara, then one may simply turn the attention to being, for each entity is a story within the mind of the Creator, and each incarnation a small gift, a bouquet, a scent upon the wind which informs and blesses the Creator as that infinite entity learns ever more about itself. 84. There is a feeling of real joy when that moment comes wherein we are feeling the Creator and the forces of light lifting us up. 189. Chapter 6. A Little Cosmology. Iron clean cosmology. Those who feel instinctively that the Creator is an unifying, loving and nurturing Creator are those which discover faith in one way, that is, the positive path of polarization through service to the Infinite One and to other selves, the images of the Infinite One. Those who choose to see the Creator of judgment, righteousness and law are those who wish control, control over the life, control over the self, control over others, that there be no surprises, but that all be reckoned ahead of time, safe and tidy. 85. How true it is that a positively polarizing wanderer's life is seldom tidy. As one gazes up to the stars, one realizes the face of the Creator, as it is written in your holy works, moving across the face of the waters of your consciousness. And there is an intuition that says to this intelligence, far or near, I place and give my faith to this kindly, loving, nurturing Creator, I offer my trust. 86 words like kindly do not at all times seem to me to catch the essence of the Creator, from within the difficulties of experience. I am biased, naturally. Here is another point at which to invoke faith. And in this regard, once again we come upon suggestions that meditation is most helpful to a spiritual seeker. Those things which aid in cooing the faith deep within to the conscious mind include first of all the regular meditation, for in the silence of meditation cations from within the deep mind are being made and information is flowing. Also, we suggest the encouragement within the self of praise and thanksgiving for all, large and small, of the ephemeral world that may meet the senses. Prayer, praise and thanksgiving are three resources that add and strengthen the kyan to faith. 87 As we think of faith in regard to polarity, we must reckon with the fact that faith aids polarity. Polarity is what we came here to work on in terms of our own learning, and it is our responsibility to in this system and density of logos design, extremes in polarity are the reality. Consider, we have bodies here in the third density for a reason, to interact with physical reality. Since the infinite creator gives us a wonderful toolbox of senses and abilities in these bodies, doesn't it make sense to know how to use the tools of body/mind/spirit in harmony? We are going to need all the help we can get to stay focused during the inconveniences. Wake up! We are on the other side of the bell curve, 190, chapter 6, a little cosmology, I am clean cosmology folks. I have every intention of being in service all the way out, and my path is a iron. 88 Haiki does know how to get a point across. Our path is iron, and yet we need to be extremely conscious of the law of free will, our rights end at the tip of our nose. We are doing well to work upon ourselves. We are fools to set out to alter, change or improve others. Those of Ra say, the law of confusion or free will is utterly paramount in the workings of the infinite creation. That which is intended has as much intensity of a trine to the polar opposite as the intensity of the intention or desire. Thus those whose desires are shallow or transitory experience only ephemeral configurations of what might be called the magical circumstance. There is a turning point, a fulcrum which swings as a mind/body/spirit complex tunes its will to service. If this will and desire is for service to others, the corresponding polarity will be elevated. We may note that such a configuration of free will, unappointed in service to others, also has the potential for the alerting of a great massive light strength. This positive light strength, however, operates also under free will and must be invoked. We could not speak to this and shall not guide you, for the nature of this canto is such that the purity of your free will must, above all things, be preserved. Thus you wend your way through experiences discovering those biases which may be helpful. 89 Think of ourselves as seed sowers, John the apple seeds of the spirit. Offer a thought when the time seems right, then drop the sub and move on with equanimity. A person will hear us when it is her time to awaken, not before. Trust the alarm clock each of us has set. We are all on schedule. We can choose to accelerate that schedule, but only for ourselves. It is important not to worry about the negative polarity as we work on our positive polarity. Would that we could guide you to one writing which made all things clear, one set of symbols in which there was no doubt of clear meaning. No confusion as to extraneous detail. We cannot, for there is no construction made of words and concepts which is not also a group of symbols, and in the end that which you know of good and evil abide not in symbols but in essences. Essences are felt by the deepest heart and mind of an entity so that there is recognition and knowingness of that which is, shall we say, morally pleasing and morally distasteful. As you gaze upon this age which many find full of lies and therefore evil, look upon the essences of people, Relationships and the Stewardship of, 191, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Unclean Cosmology. That which is seemingly evil, money, and find within yourself the positive truth-affirming, life-affirming characteristics and attributes of people, relationships and stewardship which can be brought to bear upon each and every situation. For this is not an age. This, my children, is your age, and no mark of any beast can shape the rhythm of your own creation. We have no desire to play down the loyal opposition which challenges us and makes us learn to be strong. We wish only to cure any tendency towards feeling that one is in the grip of evil or in any way limited or governed by the apparent worldview. To many this is indeed the age of the beast. We find this among the peoples, this attitude of many greatly disturbed, greatly in pain, but accepting many symbols as essences, knowing that love created all and that the great original thought of love forms the heart of all that there is. We ask you to be satisfied only with the essences of things. Thus may you find sunshine in dark places, and thus may your discrimination steer you from unexpired shadows which others may not see. It is your experience, your creation, your living. We ask you to join with us in seeking the Creator, without fear and with an ever-mounting desire to touch again and again the wonderful light-filled mystery of consciousness. 90 The message is just to let the world wag as it will, and work on ourselves. Of course, we wish to be of service. But in terms of polarity, our arena is self, not others. Those who try to work on others' polarity for their own good are only service to self in orientation, though their desire to serve may be genuine. Questioner, many so-called evangelists which we have in our society at present have great desire and very great will, and possibly great polarity, but it seems to me that in many cases that there is a lack of awareness that creates a less than if five working in the magical sense. Am I Kura in this analysis? Ra, I am Ra. You are partially Kura. In examining the polarity of a service to others working, the free will must be seen as paramount. Those entities of which you speak are attempting to generate positive changes in consciousness while abridging free will. This causes the blockage of the magical nature of the working, except in those cases wherein an entity freely desires to accept the working of the evangelist, as you have called it. 91 There are always those attracted by service to self-charisma, and willing to follow the leader. How to guarantee free will? Deny any proof. One thing I have come to believe wholeheartedly is that there will never be any substan. 192, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Unclean Cosmology. If proof in third density for any spiritual realization, concept or understanding, we must choose quite freely. Questioner, what was the orientation with respect to this type of communication for the one known as Jesus of Nazareth? Ra, I am Ra. You may have read some of this entity's workings. It offered itself as teacher to those mind/body/spirit complexes which gathered to hear, and even then spoke as through a veil so as to leave room for those not wishing to hear. When this entity was asked to heal, it oft times did so, always ending the working with two admonitions. Firstly, that the entity healed had been healed by its faith, that is, its ability to allow and accept changes through the violet rain to the gateway of intelligent energy. Secondly, saying always, tell no one. These are the workings which attempt the maximal quality of free will while maintaining fidelity to the positive purity of the working. 92 And in this process of realization, the purity of our desire for being of more service to others, that polarity which we have already acquired, is most helpful. There are two elements at work when you are working upon polarity. One is faith. One is desire. Look to your desire that it may be of the highest and the best that you know. Look to the true and the good and the beautiful and hew as best you can to the high road, keeping in mind always that it is intention, not manifestation, that is important in the metaphysical universe of time/space. 93 Karanek, a wanderer who remembers being from Andromeda, offers a good example of focusing and purifying her desire. I got into my car and drove to California, giving my life to Holy Spirit, knowing that I would be taken care of and things would work out very well. I wrote down what I wanted to manifest for housing after I landed a job and got pretty close. Which reminds me, that's what I need to do here. Write down the best scenario I can think of for being in this place where I now find myself. 94. This does not always work as smoothly as it did for Karen, but to sharpen and hone the desire, by affirmation and reflection, prayer and meditation, is always a wise thing. Which brings us to the use of our will. The development of faith and will is in large part a development of the will to seek and the faith to keep on seeking. A persistent, sustained seeking throughout an incarnation, regardless of any results that appear. 193, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology. Iron clean cosmology within the incarnation, is in our opinion the very best gift which can be created by you. You are creating a life, and you shall not be done in that great career until your last breath has left the physical vehicle and you yourself move from space, time into the time, space of metaphysical life, that greater life which you hunger for while caught within the clumsy prison of the physical vehicle. You shall be light and free. You shall be full of light and full of freedom. Yet, here and now, within the prison of the earthly body, is your great chance to be faithful to your own consciousness. 95. Kale Rain, a wonderfully ebullient, spiritually oriented and tuneful jellic singing group, has a song story about a man who has been fairly selfish all his life, though a good enough person. When he gets to heaven after death, the man cannot wait to be shown his new mansion, but Saint Peter takes him to a little wooden shack. What happened to my beautiful house in heaven? The man asks. Well, says Saint Peter, that's all the lumber you sent. It is well to work while one has the day. This is a precious moment, this life. Let us see our good works as lumber sent ahead to heaven to build our eternal home. I am more deeply convinced of this as I live the longer. The nature of faith is that it is what one claims it is. Questioning faith is useful only in the context of a life in faith where the seeker has become able to posit faith as the promise that never becomes a lie, regardless of all appearances. Thusly, faith is often quite incomprehensible. However, faith is served by the simple of will, the refusal to stop believing. We commend this to the attention of all seekers. The simple assertion of a life in faith creates, when persistently invoked, the life in faith. Harder and more rewarding work for the spiritual seeker cannot be conceived. 96. Focusing on the love in the moment or situation is an aid to polarizing. We encourage each student to think of itself as responsible in that the will of the infinite creator is that there be love. Each is love, and each experience is love. This is that which is the truth in so far as we know it. 97. It is especially important to remember that there is no end to love when dealing with negatively oriented entities. The negative path is very difficult, but it can be walked and light can be learned in its many uses, this way as well, as positively. Therefore, it behooves the student of positive polarity constantly to exercise the will to polarize further towards positivity, and when negativity is viewed, to stop and give that entity the honor of an unstinting love, of a generous. 194, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Iron Clean Cosmology. Prayer that it may held upward, that it may be protected, that it may be cherished and loved as a child of the one infinite creator. 98. Planetary polarity. In the concept of polarity in the physical sense, there is included the concept of the compound magnet, which is two or more magnets with the same charge pointing the same way, so that the fields combine. It seems to me that in an important way, we as spiritual beings become, first magnetized, and then, as the learning deepens, magnets. So I asked Bruce Perritt if we as a planetary body of awakened wanderers would be a compound magnet, and if we would have an advance in power over what we could offer on our own. Bruce replied, joining two magnets doubles the magnetic field, three triple it. It is a straight, linear progression. The only tangible difference is that a larger magnet can if a larger area, and the area within the magnet, itself, becomes coherent. But, of course, we are still talking in first density here, with magnets. If you take the logical extrapolation, A third density biological magnetic field would increase exponentially by joining together. The densities could be enumerated as, first density A equals 0, base, second density A equals 1, third density A equals 2. You would then take this density enumeration, and raise it to the power of the number of individuals working in harmony, either STS or STO. It doesn't matter in first density, since 0 raised to any power is always 0. It also doesn't matter in second density, since 1 raised to any power is also 1. However, in third density, 2 raised to a power can make a radical difference to the overall field strength. A single person, 21 equals 2. Two people, 22 equals 4. 3, 23 equals 8. 20 people, 220 equals 1,048,576. 20 people of third density can produce a similar field strength of over a million entities of second density. Ita difference. 99. I hope this computation of the possibilities of conscious work as a group encourages us all to be aware of, and lean into, a daily remembrance of dedicating just a bit of time to planetary work. We can be a part of a very powerful force for positivity. 195. Chapter 6. A Little Cosmology. Einclean Cosmology. Pride, Fear, Judgment and Spiritual Gravity. Now let us look at a few things that can block work in polarizing. The attitude of separation, which may also be described often as the attitude based on how things look on the surface, can be very damaging, and has been in Earth's history. All levels of your civilization have been eaten by something which we would call a cancer, and that is the cancer of separation, not knowing that all beings are one and that what is done to another is done to one's self. We see you do those things which involve the concept of two beings, that involve the concept of an enemy or a competitor, that involve the concept of a wall between. This limits communication and increases hostility. And eventually these vibrations sink into the planet itself. That which is most sensitive to these vibrations, the crust or the mantle of the Earth, begins to move and drastically realign itself, attempting to relieve the tensions of the planetary consciousness. Thus, yes, your people have caused these things over thousands of years. 100 Pride certainly does not help. It is not ever necessary that others grasp who you are or what you are doing. It is acceptable, in our opinion, to be misunderstood, misvalued, or misestimated. It is acceptable for others to think better of you than you think appropriate, just as it is acceptable for others to think less. Release ownership of who you are. You cannot fly away from who you are, yet how closely you clutch and cling to this identity and attempt to torture it into ever more excellent details of behavior, appearance, can do and thought. Yet, you are asked only to love and worship a mystery and to embrace others just as you embrace, forgive, and accept yourself. 101 Judgment is insidious. I find myself bursting with opinions at the drop of a sentence. And fear is the single dynamic which separates and denies the love of our innocent hearts. Let us be fearless when it comes to being kind to people and finding ways to spread a smile and a gesture of reassurance when we are able. Let us see all those who come before us as angels unawares. 196, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology, Sexual Polarity. We will take a longer look at the issue of sexual polarity in Chapter 9, which is about sex, but here, in this consideration of polarity, we pause to see that sexual polarity is very powerful as a force attracting people within our density. Bruce Perrett notes, you are not really dealing with a single polarity, but three, illyrical, magnetic and gravitic, all alive, and all influencing your thoughts. It is interesting to note that the erotic attracting, though the most fleeting, is also the strongest. 102 Those of you who add, all polarity has its first expression in red ray, so whether you express this energy or are celibate, it does not matter, for if you know and risp the goodness of that basic energy, it will well up within as the never failing spring, always life-giving, always life-enhancing. 103 There are, say, In your bisexual natures there is that which is of polarity. This polarity may be seen to be variable according to the, shall we say, male, female polarization of each entity, be each entity biologically male or female,